From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. A Senate committee will vote today on the nomination of Alexander Acosta as Labor Secretary. Acosta is the chairman of Florida-based U.S. Century Bank and a former member of the National Labor Relations Board. He's expected to make it through the vote. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra looks at just what Acosta would have to tackle as Labor Secretary.
Last year, a federal judge blocked the implementation of a rule by the Department of Labor that made millions more workers eligible for overtime. Adam Shaw is an analyst with the workers' advocacy group Jobs with Justice.
One of Acosta's first decisions will be whether to continue the appeal that the Obama administration lodged against that judge's decision.
Shaw says the new labor secretary will also have to decide whether to push back against President Trump's proposal to cut the department's budget by 21%.
Acosta said at his hearing that he's very strongly in favor of strong enforcement and wants to be able to make sure the laws that are on the books are fairly enforced.
Alec Levinson at the University of Southern California's Center for Effective Organizations says enforcement will be one of Acosta's biggest tasks.
Among the most important things that the Department of Labor does is help to enforce regulations that protect workers.
That may mean Acosta will have to push back on the president on other issues, too. In New York, I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.